Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet.
I'm here in the studio early today.
Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com.
Oh my gosh,
SoundCloud,
you scared me. I'm laughing.
I know, but it's annoying.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. I'm Steve Steinberg. What an amazing show we have.
So fabulous.
We have got such a fascinating topic.
Really?
It seems that
everyone
is doing. I'm just adjusting the mic here.
Oh my God.
It's not an earthquake.
I can hear that in my headphones.
Adjusting the mic. I had a vision before the show.
Really?
And I'm adjusting the mic to fit the vision. So,
are you
which
cool?
leads me to
what
watch
are you doing?
This transition.
Sounds like an earthquake.
What we're
going
to be talking about on the show tonight is
what?
This crap about vision boards. I mean, the
guy
is so into this. The sheep is so into this. And I thought, what's
the
big deal?
What is it?
A vision board.
A vision board.
And, you know how you went kindergarten? You cut out that crap from magazines.
Or church. It was, I do it in church. Yeah.
Nice white people made appliances.
Very pretty.
A nice, you know, kitchen with.
So that's white people,
cars. You cut it out and you'd have like all white people on
your
toast.
Yeah,
no, I don't, actually.
Especially when you weren't white, you had to cut out people who didn't look like you and put them into a vision board.
Well,
if your vision was to be something other than you are. That's why I think it's total bullshit, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness.
We're talking about vision boards. Do any of you know what this is?
Yes.
You know, this is what we're talking about. What do you think?
Very biblical.
I'm not going to go first on this one, so it's like if someone else knows, I'm going to like look it up
it.
Real quick.
I'll
gonna,
do it,
you know,
Jonathan.
Sort of look it up, and then
I'll
give my report back.
I've got it.
Okay,
here's the Bible.
I just got, hold on here. I've got these pens.
I've got it right here in the Bible.
I can whiteboard this.
I'm going to get this.
I know all about the vision board. We do this in my seminars and workshops that I do as a motivational speaker. I whiteboard things.
I do it in church.
And pictures. I have a very artistic flair to show off my artistic abilities. And what a vision board is.
Okay.
It's a tool used to help clarify and concentrate and maintain focus.
Okay.
A specific goal you want to achieve.
Like,
you
stop
know, so
sinning.
You can have some class, make a few bucks,
okay.
and get on with it.
I see
to be holy.
Literally, a vision board is like a board, like literally a board, okay? And you display pictures and images that represent your dreams, your goals, your heightened ambitions, your fantasies.
That's not right. That's not biblical.
Who you want to sleep with.
Who
you want to have sex with.
No.
What kind of a stripper do you want to be? These are the dreams that I had growing up.
What
hair color did I want? You know, the shoes,
Pharisee.
The fashions, the style, the class. The smell of my yacht and my mansions and my many, 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 many piles of money.
cool. You should get that to the
church.
That's
a little bit about what an advanced vision board would be like for someone like me. Oh,
excuse me. Excuse Perna just a moment. I have gas.
What? Oh, my God, man.
That was not on my vision board. I know about a vision board because
really
it's about how to reclaim and restore the full faith of Jesus and God with Perna.
Really
and,
smells
I'm gonna
in here.
That in my segment. It's all about writing it down and the vision and goal setting and visualizing
and
attracting the law of God as opposed to the law of attraction.
Very
we want to attract the law and not the law of attraction.
That's
okay.
Right.
And I'll go into this with Habakkuk and
in your segment, darling.
You know, biblical phrases and scriptures for biblical proof and evidence to talk about this vision board crap.
Oh, I love
it. Okay, so Jonathan, did you find anything in your in-depth research
about
vision boards?
Darling,
what did you find out?
Okay, so it's just like, hold on a minute.
Let me see that.
Oh, hold on.
Wow.
Okay, so like a vision board.
That'd be cool.
Sometimes they're called like a digital vision board, you know, and you can just like take a digital vision board with a collection of images that represent your desired future.
Instagram,
and you can do this in an online format with either photos or digital things or even like a blog, you know. And so like the two biggest benefits of digital boards is that you can take them wherever you go.
I take mine,
They take less time to create.
Uh-huh.
than a traditional physical vision board, Catherine. So it's like, how do vision boards work? It's like a visualization tool that refers to a board of any sort.
It's very
used to build a collage of words and pictures that represent your goals and dreams, and they can be bought from like a professional photographer supplier or made with your own.
Photographers.
Poster boards and shit and stuff. Yeah. So just like put what you want on it that you want to be and do someday. And
then like fabulous.
Meditate on it and soon you'll become that. Sort of.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. The A to Z of Mindful Presenting offers high impact public speaking and presenting skills if you want to be one of those deplorable motivational speaking gurus. And did you know there are 7 million podcasts for when you need a boost of motivation? You can just go in and listen to these and the legend in your own mind. Run to the back of the room and buy all their stupid products that don't work anyway. Capital Region gives a speaker that shares messages on hope before he dies. 3 important leadership lessons that are learned from the best motivational speakers who made it rich, lost it all, and kept it lost. Did you know that if you're a motivational speaker, you can just take all the cash in the room, run it through a computer terminal at the back of the room, send it offshore, and have even more motivational profits for your own private confiscation of U.S. dollars than anyone in the FBI will ever know about? That's it for your motivational speaking headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I'm Catherine Tamianamalou for Smoky Classy Living Times. Today I'm talking about making a dream board for all your dreams you want to have come true. Even though they probably won't. Oh my God, I'm having some rosé. I had a fabulous salad at Bennigan's and sucked down a couple of butter rolls. I can barely get through this segment. I'm laughing so hard at people who want to do a dream board because they're such losers. They'll never have a dream come true. Okay, let me get back on track with the class. How do you make a dream board? Let's take this seriously. So to prepare your dream board, decide the purpose of your dream board. Sorry. It should be for, you know, whatever little dreams you have, you want to have come true. I'm sorry. Purchase the poster board if you can afford it. You know, you'll probably have to skip groceries at Walmart this week. Collect magazines. I mean, just go out to the garage and look. Okay. Choose pictures that match your ideal image of yourself. Find inspiring quotes. Include little trinkets and jewels. Make it pretty. Try and make it classy, because, you know, you're so not classy. I'm Pastor Pernod Fruner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God. We're going over the vision board today and how you can reclaim and restore and reap the insights of growth from your vision board from the Lord. Now, you got to take into account then when we're talking about a vision board, holy vision board, with Pernod, we're talking about vision. We're talking about goal setting, writing it down, visualizing, attracting the law of God. Now consider this scripture. It's good. God has instructed us through Pernod to write the vision down. It says that in Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run. Oh my goodness. This is the Christian's imperative. Record the vision. Get this right now. Grab my pen over here. It's gonna write this down. You gotta record the vision. Now this is something that is like, it carries the meaning of Jesus and God through Pernod into the dream on the board. Whether the dream is at night, or leading you through your Holy Ghost fire heart, okay? And so you want to think about what you want to record. Words like draw, bring together, sew, knit up. Not the knits in your hair or in your down by your party parts, but, you know, just like conjoin, describe, decree, inscribe, prescribe, write down, register. Now, any method you have. Now, remember, it says in Habakkuk 2:2-3, it says that the... What's going on with parents' music? Get those robots.
on the rat thing? The one who reads it may run. The vision is yet for an appointed time. So, you know, it's not going to happen now. Okay, it's the vision of the time that's not now, but you make it now. You make the vision board now. Are you getting this, people? You bunch of dumb lumps out there. You need to send in your Lord endorsed funds. For Jesus and God was burning, send in all your money. And I can just send you one of our ready-made vision boards. I pretty know what the vision is that you want. You want more food and the chickening and your prayers answered so you can live in heaven with Pernod and Jesus and God on the vision board up high in the sky.
I'm Chuck McNamara with your continuing motivational speaking headline news. Now a paraplegic author, speaker, and shared author who shares the authorship with someone who can actually write is giving an inspirational story on how they had someone come in and share the authorship with them. This says it's a sponsored headline that I'm supposed to read, so I'm not going to read the rest of it. We don't do sponsored headline here on Headline News. A former Suns Gorilla Rojas finds a voice for self-improvement and motivation. He's going to make his version of the movie called The Secret. He's going to call it The Paraplegic Who Lied. And then this is what happens when you ask a retired NFL player to give you a secret about the magic power invested in your guru within. It's more motivational speaking nonsense. And did you know you can be a guru? Just take this quick course at the back of the room for $100,000, and that's it for your motivational speaking headline news. Now I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh my God!
It seems to be going on again.
Can we have these robots get right on it? You know,
We're back on the air. We're back on the air.
I just have a lot of questions.
Okay. What?
We've already covered what is a digital vision board.
Right.
How do you make a dream board?
Yeah.
What do you need for a vision board party? You know, having a party where everyone gets together
and have a couple of drinks.
Like beer.
You have people only from your political party.
Yeah. Totally.
There's no sense in tearing up the vision boards. What do you think about a vision board party?
Oh,
you guys?
I think it is very holy. It's very congregational, like. You get everybody together in fellowship, making a vision board.
Whatever.
Everyone can make an individual vision board, or you can make a group board, and that might not be bored.
No, that would be really boring if you were there, because I don't want to hear about Jesus and God.
No,
and,
I don't either.
And Bernard. But I think it'd be really cool if you had, like, the dudes and the babes there. You could have, like, a vision board, like a surfboard party.
Oh, I like that.
And you could decorate a surfboard, you know. And it's just like, but everyone's got to bring, like, the right supplies, to something like that. So, since I've never done this shit before, I really don't know, like, what's involved, because, like, I'm living my vision, and I'm not bored.
Well, I know all about this sort of thing. I do breakout sessions where we do these vision boards, and they're not boring. So, let me just, okay, grab a pen and paper and write these down, but not on your vision board. Write these down. You're going to have scissors, glue sticks, old magazines, and...
Right on, everyone. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with the evening message. We're talking about a vision board, okay, man. How to create an empowering vision board that actually works and not like the cheap ones that don't work, okay? Because it's like so many people have a vision board that they put all this time and effort in, but it doesn't work, and it hangs there on your wall day after day, and you sit there drinking your Starbucks and you're looking at it, and it's like you're sitting on your butthole and you're trying to own a bunch of positive thoughts and pouring pink bullshit paint over all your dreams and visions, and basically your life is just one big dead, dried out turd. And your vision board stinks, so I'm going to tell you how to do a better one and one that actually works. So, vision board ideas and examples are, like, really useful, and they can be very inspirational when you make your own. So don't like, take any ideas from other people's vision boards, because it's their vision. And the energy isn't going to go through, like, you know, the feng shui of the ocean and hit you, you know, in your Tai Chi place. So you're going to have really cool feng shui and know all about that. So that's sort of a prerequisite. You got to be an energy master to make the right kind of vibrational energy that goes into your vision board.
So we've already covered what a vision board is. It's a visual representation of your righteousness. Man, it's just like so cool. It's like, if you're a dude, make it about being a dude. And if you're a babe, make it about being a babe. And this is right about the time when I'm going to have a Starbucks with a little bit of beer. And I'm going to put that energy into my vision board. Okay, so it's like, that's how it's not boring, because it's not supposed to be boring. Okay, I like to post like the affirmations or like inspirational quotes from geniuses throughout history and not the stupid people, okay? And that's how I super turbocharge my vision board, is I put like the smartest shit in it. And that makes me really smart.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now on motivational speaking. Are you vetting your motivational speakers for inappropriate actions or speeches they might give at your next workshop or seminar? Well, there's a whole new movement afoot of suing motivational speakers because they're telling you lies and crap and bullshit that just doesn't happen. The five qualities of being an excellent speaker are: get off the platform, get off the stage, STFU, be quiet and don't come back. Motivational speaker Wendy Booker is going to headline the MS World Patient Education event in Pittsburgh to see if you have what it takes to be a motivational speaker who can keep his mouth shut and not sell bullshit at the back of the room. Five tips to select the right youth motivational speaker for your group is make sure they're old enough. And that's it for your headline news now on motivational speaking and other crappy gurus that'll take your money and run offshore and stash it in the Clinton Foundation, because, hey, if the Clintons think America's so great, why is the Clinton Foundation offshore? That's it for your motivational headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara. Thanks for listening. And that's enough rah-rah for me. Oh, God, cut it.
I can't believe this unchristian language, but well, I do like what you were saying, Jonathan, about the words and phrases
I did too,
that you could put into the smartness.
Very motivational.
I also like to include little bits of fabric scraps that Corinne find in between the cushions of Corinne's couch at home. And like, I've got a bunch of paper maps that I use to help me get around the town in the short bus.
About prizes.
And I find like little
Well, hello everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg for Life X Television. We're talking about vision boards and dream boards and everything that's not boring about them. How you can make your own. What's the point of all this crap anyway? And what are you going to do with the vision board after it's made and it's still not working? I have a very special guest tonight. She's a motivational speaker. Catherine Jamie Honolulu. Welcome to the show. She's a millionaire, and you can be too if you listen to a tip on vision boards. Welcome to the show, darling.
I know we laugh every time we talk about the audience getting rich quick, because they never do. But I'll talk about it anyway. They come to my workshops and never do a damn thing I teach them. They just keep coming back. Oh, goddamn seminar junkies.
Disgusting.
But let's have a positive spin on it.
Okay, darling.
In the law of attraction.
Oh, I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm going to be going over these various classy vision boards.
Oh,
Steve.
God. So anyway, do you have like a process for making a vision board or a dream board that actually works? What are the steps, darling?
Okay, so step number one, I have six steps plus a bonus step.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm going to go over it right now. I have the hiccups because I have some classy champagne before
bless you.
Oh, the bubbles are coming up through my boobs now, I'll try to get through this segment.
Okay, well, bless you, darling. If we make it through this segment, I think I'll have a glass of champagne and come up through your boobs. Let's get on with the steps for the vision board before I get bored.
Okay, well, let's, the first...
Oh, bless you, darling.
The first step is to create a list of goals that you would like to achieve.
Bless you, darling. Oh, my God.
Sorry, Steve. The champagne.
I can't believe this champagne. what a vision we're having about such a boring topic of vision boards. What's the second step?
I'm sorry, Steve. The second step is to collect a bundle of old magazines with beautiful pictures. The third step is
I'm Pastor Pernod Verner. We're going to be talking about your vision board that's very holy. The first thing you need to do is put a picture of you on the vision board near the bottom of the board because you're a sinner and you're a wretch and you need to rise up into the realm of Jesus. Now, above your photo, I want you to put a nice little picture of Pernod Verner, Blessed Souls Ministries. I am the CEO of Pernod. Yes, okay. And then above Pernod, put Jesus and God. You're going to rise up through Pernod, through Jesus and God. And that'll be such an amazing vision board. Much better than someone without Pernod.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. You know, from motivational speakers, we got that crappy thing called the New Age movement, which turns out it's nothing more than a placebo. You think you're getting better when you're actually not. Everything you ever idly wondered about in spa music during a massage is actually a lie. You're not relaxed, you're more stressed, and they can charge more just because you feel really good about being naked on that massage table, slathered in Crisco. And that's it for your New Age headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
So the third one is find pictures that represent your goals and dreams that inspire you. The fourth step. I'm coming down now out of a peak and into a trough. I'm coming into a trough from the champagne. The fourth step, make a collage out of your photos. I don't really care what it looks like. I'll just cover the rest of the steps in my segment. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Jamie Animalou. I'm coming down from a peak, and I'm going into a trough here on Mornings with Malou. We're going over vision boards. I don't really care what you put on yours. I'm already fabulous, so, you know, whatever. Whatever, people. It's not like you're going to do it anyway. It's like, you know, my vision board came true. Okay? God. I added motivational affirmations to my vision board that said, smile. Stay on the beat, Catherine. Stick it out there. One and two and three and four and shimmy. Twirl around and triple sow cow and quadruple axle and bam! I nailed that one. Suckers. That's my vision board. I have such amazing vision. I can't even talk now. The champagne. Hold on. This champagne is so classy. It's my own brand of champagne called Classy Champagne. The sixth step, and I'm going to close this topic. I'm so over it because none of you have a vision and that you're going to do. The sixth step is take a few moments to contemplate your vision board every day. Like any of you ever have a vision yet. Anyway, go to the back of the room. Get my stripper aerobics video. I am so hot in that. It's like an Olympic gold medal award for me, you know. And I shake it. Back in the day at Studio 54 when I was doing the Winter Olympics moves on the dance floor. I was like coordinated ice skating, but on the dance floor as a stripper on the pole. And six and seven and eight and five and two. Five and two. And I'm on the beat and I'm... Okay, you know what? When I fly through the air like a trapeze artist... Unlike the younger strippers with no experience, I don't fly into the wall and hit it. Okay, I land on my toes, sometimes on my ankles, which is really impressive. I had that on my earlier vision board. I've got a million vision boards. Okay, I'm coming back up out of the trough. I'm coming back up to a peak. Okay.
Oh my God.
Fabulous vision boards, I'm telling you, you know?
Wow.
Well, I'm so sorry about the champagne.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Vision board, seriously, but
yeah.
I think they could really help out a bunch of the stupid people, you know, if they were smart enough to go out into their backyard or the garage.
For what?
Or maybe remove something from their roof that's about to fall off anyway.
Well,
or the shed in the back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have a shed in the back where they go to the bathroom.
Totally.
And I think they could use a board from that, like a loose floorboard or something. the wall, the ceiling.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right,
and
right.
I'm just making this up. I only have stone walls in my mansion.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
I don't even know what a board is. Really, when you come down to it, it's so not Jewish.
No.
Stupid vision boards. But whatever. Everyone seems to want to do them. You
they
know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I get hired by corporations. Uh-huh. I go over a corporate vision board in business terms.
I do those,
it's like the aspirational description of what an organization could be. Like someday, or what they want to achieve.
It's like a clear guide,
you know, to their profits
to being
stuff
rich.
Like that. So it's.
I'm Pastor Bernard Bernard. Check it up on your vision board. Did you put you on it? Did you put Pernod on your vision board? Pernod is holy. I am anointed and appointed to be on your vision board because when you put Pernod on your board, it's not like voodoo. I mean, it's not like sin, demon, out. It's like Pernod is looking back at you all the time, blessing you with your money.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now about crap about the New Age movement that sprung from the dung of the motivational speaking industry. Leah Remini slams the Super Bowl Scientology commercial. She says it's total crap and no one does that stuff anyway in Hollywood. Necromancy and the supernatural and the real world come true in all the red states because they believe in a magical Jesus that's going to come back and save them from their own stupidity. New Age exploration on the moon is going to deliver a new vacuum cleaner coming out this fall, brought to you by Timon, Toyota, and Mazda. And there are three signs you could be using New Age spirituality to avoid reality. All that and more coming up at 11 next on Headline News Now on the New Age Movement Headlines. That's it for your news tonight. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I'm Catherine Jamie Onamaloo. I'm here in Bettigan's having a nice Italian salad with Russian dressing and a couple of butter rolls. I'm going to suck these down and I'm going to have another glass of champagne. Can you create a vision board that actually works for you? I mean, how do you create it? Okay, I'm going to give you the steps. Okay, I'm lucid right now, so write this down before I get drunk. Project 5 to 10 years into the future. That's step one. Step two, dream big. And I mean big, girls. I mean like triple, quadruple, D-cup dreams. Okay, honey, fill it up. Dream big and focus on success. Try to be a woman. Try to be a man. I mean, use the present tense. I have $1 billion now. I have 7 oil refinery companies now. Okay, use clear, concise language like, this is mine, it's not hers. Okay, infuse your vision statement with passion and emotion. I like to rub ice cubes on my titties while I do this. It gets me going real, I mean, like you can't even believe it. Okay, I paint a graphic mental picture of the kind of classy business I want to result from my many, many vision boards. I've got X-rated vision boards. I have G-rated vision boards with my G-strings. I'm coming into a peak with this champagne before I go into a trough. Well, Pernod likes the idea of a vision board. It can be very holy, and we use them to hold contests at the church to see how many people really did put Pernod on their vision board. We disqualify those who did not put Pernod on the vision board with Jesus and God.
Really?
Because a lot of people think it's all about them, and it's not. It's about Jesus and God with Pernod.
Well, you know, I think vision boards can work because it's more than a visualization tool. You know, it can, like, load up into your short-term and long-term memory a certain kind of algorithm or a collage of words and pictures that represent your dreams and goals, you know? And it's like, I think it could be really professional and really help motivate people.
No,
I don't know about any of this. I mean, I read the Rob Report or Architectural Digest.
What's that?
That's more my speed of a vision board. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know about that. I do know that to ensure the successful communication of the supplementation of Jesus's energy into the vision of Pernian the vision board is we make the vision sinless.
That's good.
But we charge money for that service
at the
church, so they have to send in all their money.
Really,
I used to tack on about 50,000% so we can get, you know, this is one of the ways we get the money out of
them. Well, you have to.
You know, they're so stingy, these sinners
don't
in
get
the
me
churches.
Started.
I see them at Walmart spending more money
on their
jeans and their, you know, their
Neiman Marcus
groceries from the center aisles of grocery stores, and then they won't spend $10 or $100 or $1,000 in the offering bowl, so we just charge them now. We just charge them for the vision board.
You know they're wasting their money on eBay anyway. It's just like when I do these vision board offshore retreats where I take off all my clothes, I make sure the vision is more than a framed document hanging on my breast. We have rules about these vision board meetings. We meet often. We plan a positive delivery. We place a high value on two-way communication.
Really?
I over-communicate, and I choose my words and my tits carefully.
Oh, my God.
I put that on my vision board.
Oh, my God.
Right on.
Well, I just have so many more questions. Yeah. It's like, you know, how could you create a vision board game or a card game? Is there something that has vision that we haven't thought of yet? I mean, so many questions.
Well, I'm officially bored with the vision board.
You just got to charge him for it. That's how it
I do it offshore naked.
I guess we'll do another one on this.